Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, you're listening to Be More Cleverer. If you like what you hear, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Be More Cleverer for even more fun stuff. And make sure you rate us on your generic podcast app.
Yeehaw, little lady.
What are you doing? Yeehaw, sure. What?
Welcome to my saloon, the Queen Adelaide.
This is not your saloon. We record it. This is not your saloon. What are you doing?
Yes, Katie. You're right. We are in the Wild West.
What are you saying? What?
Well, we're kind of in the Wild West. This time around, I'm going to be teaching you what I've discovered about the California Gold Rush.
What?
Buckle up, Missy.
Okay, do you know what? We're all about the honesty here. We're all about the knowledge, and we're all about the honesty. I genuinely don't know what that is.
So,
is that bad? I actually have no idea what you're talking about.
No,
already.
I think that's good.
I think that's the first time in Be More Clever history that I don't know what that is. Sorry.
I think it's an important part of American history, and
oh,
I thought.
Oh God. Oh God! Is this like not knowing what World War II is or something? Oh God!
It was like the reestablishment of the American dream. So it was
Please tweet us if you also didn't know what that is.
Yeah, okay, that's important to make Katie feel better.
Tweet me with a little hand up emoji or something.
I respect that. But yeah, you're right. It's fine if you don't know it, but I'm going to teach you about California Gold Rush.
Okay, brilliant. I need to learn about this. What is it?
So basically, buckle up. So.
Stop saying that. Stop saying that.
On January 24th, yep. 1848, mm-hmm. a carpenter called James W. Marshall mm-hmm. was working at a mill owned by John Sutter in Northern California when he made a discovery that would change the course of American history.
Right.
He found two gold nuggets.
Golden nuggets.
They used to be my favorite cereal.
Might same. Golden nuggets.
And within a year, tens of thousands of people popularized as the 49ers.
Like the football team?
We'll come to that. They were traveling to the land around the mill in the hope of striking it rich.
Right.
Do you want some quick facts?
Yep. Fact me up, Scotty. Sure. We'll
so, California was not the first place to unearth gold in America. North Carolina holds that accolade 50 years before James Marshall made his discovery. Mm-hmm. The gold rush was the largest mass migration in U.S. history. So in March of 1848, there were about 155,000 people in California. Mm-hmm. And within 2 years, they had added on 300,000 new people.
Because there was gold there. Right.
People traveled west in search of a new life, right. Basically, and gold. Gold was on the horizon.
So, can we talk about the music that's playing in here right now? We're in the Queen Adelaide pub as we record it every week in Bethnal Green in the heart of East London, as I say every time. And they're playing, I think it's the World Cup song from like the 90s.
Oh yeah, it is.
World in Motion. I'm waiting for the John Barnes rap.
Oh my God, of course.
Anyway, sorry.
So basically people travelled west in the hope of striking it rich, mm-hmm. making a new life for themselves away from the quite restrictive eastern side of America, where it was quite pilgrim led and religious. Mm-hmm. People wanted to get away from that, and the idea that if you weren't making it big, it was because God was saying that you didn't deserve that. Okay. People wanted a new American dream, and this, Katie, my dear, was it.
The American dream.
Yep. And another little fact, because of the gold rush, early San Francisco was built out of the abandoned ships left by prospectors and immigrants who had traveled to California to try and make it rich inland. So people like far and wide traveled to California, Western America, to find the gold. People from all over the world.
Right, because these two nuggets were found.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what made California a thing.
Yes. So funny you should say that, Katie, for a bit of context. Just days after that discovery of gold at the mill, gold! I love gold! In 1848, the Mexican-American War ended and California became a proper, region of the United States. Not a state, but it became American property.
Sorry, the John Barnes rap is starting. I got distracted for a moment. Sorry, carry on.
The population was split.
Is it still a region rather than a state? It is a state though, isn't it?
It's a state now.
Yeah.
200 years after.
Yeah.
Anyway, so 1848, America and Mexico had been in a war trying to take property ownership of this land.
Right, okay.
America won. It's now in their hands at this point.
I see.
But it's just land.
Okay.
So, and that population was split between around 150,000 Native Americans and around 6,000 Mexican descendants.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're at the mill. They've made their discovery. And they tried to keep it quiet. You found gold, Katie. You've made it rich. You don't want every Tom, Dick, and or Harry finding out that you've got all the gold in Mum's cabinet.
Go away, Toms. Harry's.
But within weeks, San Francisco newspaper had reported that the mill was uncovering mass quantities of gold. And by June, so a couple months after, 3/4 of the population of San Francisco had left San Francisco in search of the gold.
Golly.
And finding that gold was free for the taking. There were no laws, no one owned it.
Mm-hmm.
It was public land.
Yeah.
So, you did mention earlier on, Katie, the San Francisco 49ers. You might feel
in kind of
Super Bowl territory.
I was going to say, it's like American football, no?
Yes.
Obviously, an area that I know loads about.
You're so American football.
Yeah.
Well, the reason that they have that name is because of that important year, 1849. Throughout 1849, people all around the US and the world traveled west in search of fortune. Thousands of people left families, their homes, their wives, their kids, just to find a new life.
So hang on, the gold was discovered in 1848, mm-hmm. and it was 1849 that it all kind of went down.
Because by the, word got around.
They didn't have Twitter.
They didn't have Twitter. It wasn't a moment.
Good.
A few months later, it made it into a newspaper.
It wasn't on Reddit.
So 1849 was the year of the prospectors.
Ooh. So like, okay, of hope.
Of hope.
I see.
So those people were known as the 49ers. And in order to facilitate all of those new bodies, mining towns sprung up all over California. Mm-hmm. The ones you see in the westerns with the saloon, etc.
Yeah.
But also brothels and, casinos, gambling buildings. They would have been casinos, but small scale.
Yeah.
And these towns, of course, created lawlessness, prostitution, gambling, and violence. Mm-hmm. So this was like the proper Wild Wild West. Yippee-ki-yay, Mother Hubbard.
Yes.
San Francisco, on the other hand, was greatly benefited by this. It kind of became the go-to metropolis of the West. Forget about Los Angeles. Wasn't a thing. Hollywood wasn't a thing.
Right.
The
place to go.
The place to be, the big old metropolis, was San Francisco.
Right.
And it was the new kind of gate for the new frontier.
You said that like it was on top of your head. Have you read that somewhere? The gate for the new frontier. You're reading that.
No, that's a thing. It's not on my thing. It's not on my list.
Okay. What is a gate for a new frontier?
Well, it was like the gateway to a new...
It was like the gate for the new frontier.
Have you seen the new gate? Anyway, because of this newfound economy and prominence,
mm-hmm.
California was getting all the chat, and it got fast-tracked to state status, as you mentioned before.
State status.
And it became the 31st state of America in 1850.
Mm-hmm.
So two years.
21st.
The 31st.
31st.
So that's from not being American land to becoming a state in 2 years is big old. It was basically, there was nothing there before.
Right.
But then after 1850, that surface gold in the region largely disappeared, even as new miners were coming in.
Because people had it?
People had it, yeah.
Yeah.
It was as so-called rush because it was fleeting.
It's like when you get to Legoland at the end of the day.
Yes!
And there's no more little nuggets of gold in the mine. It wasn't a mine. It was like a puddle, wasn't it?
We had this theme park back home called Oakwood.
Right.
And they had a Wild West area,
mm-hmm.
and you used to be able to do the same thing as Legoland, like mine for gold. And I think it was called sift for gold. So you'd have like a pan in like a trough of water.
That's what it is in Legoland. You have like a flat sieve
with like sand.
And yeah, a trough. That's exactly what it is. And it's like gravel, and you just find the bits.
So people were doing that, and as you can, I guess, imagine, the settlers, those kind of prospectors, those travellers, were not the nicest of people. They were colonisers, I guess, because, as we said, they took over Native American land. Uh-huh. Vigilante miners would often murder groups of Native Americans, and between 1845 and 1870, that original population that I mentioned of 150,000 Native Americans, that dropped to 30,000.
What?
That's like mad.
So bandwagon. Then it's gone. And then no one's interested.
So that was so the worst. In addition to that, the rush had a significant impact on the environment. So hunting depleted, agriculture was near impossible because there were certain mining techniques and chemicals used that killed off fish.
Right.
And other kind of habitats because people were desperately drilling everything.
So it's industrialising.
Yeah.
Okay. And they ruined lovely.
Beautiful landscape.
Oh, it's a sad tale.
A little side note, because we've talked about how San Francisco boomed.
Yeah.
This explains a lot, and I didn't know about this, but the disproportionate number of men to women in San Francisco created an environment for gay culture to flourish. So I mentioned before that lots of men left their wives and families because they wanted a new life.
Yeah.
Not necessarily being gay, but I mean, just so many people left to become a whole new person. A whole new, live their best life, as you would say in 2018. But yeah, this created the environment for gay culture to flourish. And the Barbary Coast was a district of the city where female impersonators thrived, prostitution prospered, and pleasure with other men was rife.
All the great things.
All the great things.
So this is what brought you onto this topic.
No, this was a side substance that was made.
What?
I don't know.
Side substance? What are you saying?
I can't think of them. This was a...
I don't want to know about your side substance.
Hey, guess how much money was made during this time? Was found.
Loads.
A total of $2 billion worth.
In that time as well.
Of precious metal was extracted from the area during the gold rush. How much has been extracted from your precious area?
Can you move on?
And that peaked in 1852.
Right.
Katie, that is it. That is the gold rush in a nugget.
In a nugget. In a nugget.
In a nugget.
That is... I have learned so much. Firstly, that there was a California gold rush. And now
important
I know all the things.
So yeah, within 2 years, California had gone from a former Mexican territory to the 31st US state and was left with one hell of a US impact. The idea of California dreaming, you might know that kind of term. It's in songs.
The song.
Exactly. It originated here and totally formed the kind of American can-do attitude.
That vibe.
And formed the new American dream. And that's
American
the one that
dream.
We see today.
Yes.
Yes.
The lovely American dream. Making America great again.
MAGA. Dame
Zion.
MAGA Smith.
Right.
I appreciate you've had to take a lot in here because you didn't know this. Was a thing.
I'm so embarrassed.
So we've got 5 questions, Katie.
Well, it'll be American if I get one. I feel like that's a.
If you are at home listening and you've been taking note of this, I'm aware that you've got the pause and rewind feature, so can do that as well.
Brilliant.
But I've got 5 questions to ask Katie and you that you can answer and be chuffed if you get any of them right. Are you ready, Katie?
Nope. Go.
So, where was gold first discovered in California?
Is this multiple choice?
No. There was a specific thing, place.
It was to do with a carpenter.
Yep. But what was he working? Where was he working?
In a mine. Oh, I don't know.
It was a mill.
Oh, no, I wouldn't have
got that. John Sutter's Mill in Northern California.
Oh, no. You were saying a lot of words very quickly then. That's what I'm saying.
Sure. Okay. Blame.
Yeah.
Blame the tools.
Blame Chris Tarrant.
A bad workman.
Blame the question master.
Who are the 49ers?
A football team. Oh, you want the actual
ones? I want the actual answer.
Oh, the hopeful people.
Yes.
Yes, that went to find the gold and had hope about new lives and excitingness.
Which direction did they travel?
West.
Great.
Yay.
Correct. What number state did California become?
31st. I remember because I got it wrong first and then, yeah, and then you corrected me.
Correct. San Francisco flourished during this short period, but what was it built using in its early days? What did people use to build the city primarily?
Oh, I can't remember what you said now.
Do you have an answer?
No, I really don't.
They used the old ships that they had used to travel on. Immigrants used ships that they used to travel on when they arrived.
Right, okay.
They used the timber.
Oh, yes, I remember you saying that now.
Right then, Katie. How much gold was extracted during the peak of the rush? So I said a figure. Too busy making gags, weren't you?
2 billion.
Correct.
Yes. Oh, you're too busy making gags.
Too busy making gags.
Oh, she was making gags. Yeah, I was making gags. I was actually returning information at the same time. So would I get 3 out of 5?
Just looking to the adjudicator, myself. 3.
Yes.
3 out of 5.
Yes.
3 out of 5.
Yes. Happy with that. Not mad at that.
Not bad.
Sorry, I got those ones wrong. I was really trying hard to listen, but it's a lot of information.
A lot of information.
I was like, if
you never, what was it? You never heard of California before or something?
Yeah, that was it. Never heard of America. So, I mean, if you could see us recording this, you'd see that I was like staring intently at Jack. I said every word because I was like, I don't know this.
She's primarily listening to the John Barnes rap.
Yes, that is
the World Cup song.
Sorry, but I mean, I love Queen Adelaide, but you can't expect us to concentrate recording a podcast in your pub if you suddenly crank World in Motion.
Fair enough.
No.
Katie, you are my nugget.
I'm not your nugget.
And
don't call me that.
I wish to sift through your precious... I can't even say it. It makes me sick. Goodbye.
Your file. Right, well, you can remove your knowledge hat and take off your information cloak, because that's it for another episode of Be More Cleverer. Thanks for listening, and thanks, as always, to the lovely Queen Adelaide Pub in the heart of East London for hosting us, as always, and supplying us with red wine. If you liked what you heard, rate us 5 stars on your generic podcast app, and follow us on Twitter and the Instagram at Be More Cleverer. If you want to get in touch... do, because we love that. hello@bemoreclever.com. Thanks.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.